The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for Spring Summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Next segment, we're going to talk to Peter Schweitzer about this AI app that apparently caused a bunch of AI stocks to decline. But we're talking right now about the air traffic controllers and about Donald Trump's assertion that one of the problems is DEI hiring. He didn't say that the air traffic controllers who were on staff at the time of the crash between the helicopter and the regional jet American Airlines. He is, however, talking about, in general, standards have been lowered and people have been not even considered, even though qualified, because they're the wrong race. And reportedly, the air traffic controller in charge at Reagan was doing the job of two people. If it is true that qualified people have been turned away and that the air traffic controllers are undermanned, then there is a direct line between what Donald Trump has been complaining about and what happened or possibly happened just a few days ago. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Class action lawsuit was filed against the FAA last year on behalf of hundreds of applicants that were not considered because they were the wrong race. Jason Riley wrote about this almost 10 years ago in a very long article in the Wall Street Journal. Fox Business News also did an investigation and found that qualified people were being turned away because they were of the wrong race and wrong gender. Is it Esha in Apple Valley, California? You're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Oh, hi, Larry. I'm sorry to hear you're under the weather. Hope you're feeling better soon, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm calling because I wanted to touch on the subject really quickly. We have a friend whose wife works at the Ontario Airport over here in California. And she was mentioning that they're very understaffed there. She's a traffic controller, by the way. Very understaffed there. Lots of DEI going on there. So this is real. This is absolutely something we need to discuss and talk about because this is real. And I know the media is trying to portray this as, you know, offensive and you know, it's just unbelievable that this is going on, and it just seems like it's going on everywhere.
You know, I think one of the reasons that Donald Trump is being criticized so harshly is because people don't believe it. People don't believe that the federal government is so stupid as to hire people who are less qualified as an air traffic controller because of race and because of gender. I think a lot of people just don't believe it. And they're shocked when Donald Trump raises this. But this is what's going on. Not just with respect to air traffic controllers, also medical school. Are you kidding me? Dan is in San Diego, California. Dan, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry. I'm one of those longtime listeners, first caller. And got to say, I love you. I'm still upset that they stole the governor election from you. None of this stuff would have been happening if you were governor. And if you ran for president, I know a lot of people that would vote for you.
I appreciate that.
I know I sure would.
Thank you.
You and Carl Jackson are at the top, and I think so much like you guys. I think we were triplets separated at birth. But anyways, I'm a longtime pilot and an instructor that most pilots, all of them know and are taught that, and I don't know if anybody's called in to say this, but flying in itself is inherently dangerous, but we do our best to keep it safe, and you can. But night flying, you lose 75% of your visual clues, visual sight. And so these poor folks, they got caught up in this, distractions at night, not knowing if they may have set their altimeter incorrectly or just didn't catch it. But it seems like aviation, you know, we can never get away from these accidents.
Well, Dan, thank you for calling. So night flight inherently more dangerous than flying in the daytime. Reagan Airport is considered to be a very difficult airport. And then you add lack of staff. I mean, this is a recipe for disaster. Tony is in L.A. Tony, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry. Yes, long-time listener as well. Met you over at LAX AMMO years ago. But there's a gentleman that I follow on YouTube. His name's Dan Greider. He has a channel called Probable Cause. And he is currently trying to get his name in the hat for the new FAA administrator. He has a lot of choice words for what's going on. He was a former Delta airline pilot who retired several years ago. He's an advocate for safe flying, and his YouTube channel is called Probable Cause. And he comes up with some really good solutions for trying to keep pilots on general aviation primarily safe from making the wrong moves and wrong choices. And somehow I think he would be a great choice for President Donald Trump to talk to him. And maybe you could talk to him as well.
I was just going to say, I think he'd also make a great guest. Zaxter, make sure you get Dan Ryder, and Probable Cause is his website or his YouTube channel, and let's get him on. Mary is in Sarasota, Florida. Mary, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Your sageness, so glad you're back.
Thank you.
I would be so bold to say that if President Trump came right out and said that Obama has blood on his hands for this air tragedy, he would not be overstating. This was very predictable, this nonsensical DEI crap from how many years ago, 10 years ago or so, 15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's come to fruition, right?
I agree 100%. I've said this many times, Obama has done a great deal of damage to this country. You know, when Obama walked into the Oval Office third week of January in 2009, you know what his approval rating was? 70%. Think about that. The man got elected with 52% of the vote, and he walked into the Oval Office before he signed anything, any executive order, with a 70% approval rating. Why? Because Americans thought that now that we've elected a black person for president, it shows that America, to the fullest extent possible, is evaluating people based on what they believe to be their content of character and not color of skin. And the guy that they thought they hired was a guy who was on 60 Minutes when he was running and was asked, if you don't get the nomination, will it be because of race? To which Senator Obama said, no, if I don't get the nomination, it will be because I have not articulated a view that the American people can embrace. That's the guy America thought they hired, the guy who was in 2004 in Boston giving the introduction speech to John Kerry, and he said, there's no blue America, there's no red America, there's no black America, there's no white America, there's just one America, the United States of America. And people went nuts. That's the guy they thought they hired. The guy they did hire played race card after race card after race card. Signed executive order infusing DEI. Said that if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Said the Cambridge police acted stupidly. Invoked Ferguson, even though Michael Brown did not have his hands up, did not say don't shoot when he was giving a speech before the United Nations. He embraced Black Lives Matter. He played race card after race card after race card. He had Al Sharpton, America's most prominent race hustler, over to the White House over 70 times. And so when he entered the Oval Office, blacks and whites thought race relations would get better. When he left, 8 years later, both blacks and whites thought race relations got worse. He even said, Obama did, that racism is in America's DNA. Are you kidding me? The first time Gallup asked, would you vote for a black president, asked whites that, only about 30% said yes. Fast forward, only about 4 or 5% of whites today say they would not vote for somebody black if they thought he or she was qualified. And this man said that racism is in America's DNA. We're not cured of it. What are you talking about? He made things worse, not just respect to the FAA, and that's just one of them, but regarding race relations. I'm Larry Elder. Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too, with their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't simply mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor 3-week quick start today. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
While Dennis Prager is recuperating, we know you miss your daily dose of Dennis. That's why Pragertopia is giving you a special gift. Right now, Pragertopia members can hear the best 2 hours of Dennis's favorite segments from as far back as 2010. On Monday, you can hear the Happiness Hour.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what I'm about.
Tuesday is Celebrity Guest Day.
Donald Trump Jr. is in studio with me.
On Wednesday, it's the Male-Female Hour.
I really do wish there were a way to ascertain the number of marriages that this hour has helped.
Thursday, the Ultimate Issues Hour.
Not having ultimate issues clarity is like having a map, but you don't know where you're going.
And Friday is Open Lines.
Feel free to ask me anything about me, about you, about life.
So if you're missing your daily dose of Dennis, go to Pragertopia.com and hear all your favorite segments, along with lectures, celebrity interviews, his famous Torah teachings, and more. Get your daily dose of Dennis at Pragertopia.com. Pragertopia.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
All across America, the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We're going to take a break from discussing DEI and the FAA for a moment and talk to my next guest. His New York Times number one best-selling book is called Blood Money, How the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye to China, Killing Americans. But I want to talk to him about a couple of things. I want to talk to him about the fact that Joe Biden pardoned members of his family but didn't pardon himself. And I want to talk to him about this AI app called DeepSeek. Please welcome back to the program Peter Schweizer.
Hey, good to be with you, my friend. Thanks for having me.
Peter, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Peter, I predicted that Joe Biden would pardon members of the Biden crime family that you've written so extensively about, but I also predicted he's going to pardon himself. He didn't do it. Why do you suppose Biden didn't pardon himself? I have a theory. I want to hear yours.
Yeah, it could be 2 reasons. One, some people have said you can't actually pardon yourself. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if that's true. That's one possible explanation. The other one is, you know, he's committed to his legacy, whatever he thinks is left of it. And by this, by pardoning his family but not himself, he can sort of say, I was protecting my family. But in fact, by pardoning all of his family members, and these are, by the way, people who appeared on the names of LLCs, limited liability companies, that received foreign money while he was in office, by pardoning them, he kind of did pardon himself, because now there's nothing hanging over the people that were also involved in this activity. So there's no leverage that prosecutors could use against Joe Biden. So I would argue, in effect, he did pardon himself. He just didn't do it directly.
I would also add this, Peter. I think one of the reasons he didn't pardon himself is the same reason that the special counsel, Robert Hur, did not indict him. Elderly man, poor memory, no jury would find him guilty. I think he thinks that Donald Trump perceives Biden the same way, and Donald Trump's attitude is going to be, why bother?
No, I think that's absolutely a great point. I mean, look, here's what we know, Larry, that these things are done by calculation in the Biden family. Just look at the pardons themselves, the dating of them. They pardon any and all crimes committed beginning January 1st, 2014, up till the present. So you're thinking, well, what happened in January 2014? Well, in December of 2013 is when Joe Biden went to China on Air Force Two with Hunter Biden. The China deal that sent them tens of millions of dollars began in early 2014. The Russia money from Yelena Batyrina happened in early 2014. And that's also when the money from Ukraine started to flow. So this is specifically designed to seal off anything involving the foreign funds. So this was very, very calculated and very, very specific. And I think your theory is a good one. They just made the legal calculation that nobody's going to actually, indict or charge this guy.
I want to point out that Peter is also president of Government Accountability Institute. He has a podcast called Drill Down Podcast. Peter, a few days ago, this AI app called DeepSeek apparently tanked a bunch of AI stocks in the stock market. What is DeepSeek, and why did it have that impact on the stock market a few days ago?
Yeah, great question. So there's a lot of questions about this. What DeepSeek claims, and this is an AI product that is developed by a Chinese hedge fund investor, what they claim is that they created one of the best AI products, like ChatGPT, but instead of spending billions of dollars to do it, they did it with $5 or $6 million, and they didn't need any advanced chips from NVIDIA and these other companies. That's really being thrown into question. A lot of people say that that's not true, that there were a lot of ways that they kind of, sort of jerry-rigged this. But the bottom line that I think we all have to keep in mind is the same thing with TikTok. Look, privacy is an issue. Manipulation of social platforms is an issue, whether you're talking about Facebook or whether you're talking about Chinese companies. But the difference is, with the CCP and with a Chinese company, it's beyond the reach of our government, meaning, remember all the stuff that Facebook did in 2020 on the Hunter Biden laptop? Well, we actually had congressional hearings. They actually had the head of Facebook show up. They actually subpoenaed records and got internal communication. We could uncover what they did. Try doing that with TikTok. Parent companies in Beijing, China, they're not going to turn over any internal communications. They're not going to turn over any interior materials. So it's a particular problem with these apps, and the problem with this DeepSeek Chinese AI product is it's already been demonstrated to sort of spew CCP propaganda. You ask about Tiananmen Square, you ask about Taiwan, you ask about human rights in China, it's going to give you the CCP line, and they are going to take your data and do whatever the heck they want with it. So I would encourage people to stay away.
We have about 3 minutes. Peter, I wanted you to cover this in 3 minutes. When Kamala Harris was asked what AI is, she said, well, A is artificial and I is intelligence. Peter, what is AI?
It's really machine learning. You're trying to teach machines and computers through algorithms to learn, to accumulate knowledge, to be able to synthesize knowledge in an effective way. And it is the classic example of what they used to say back in the 1980s when I studied, I had a computer science class in college. The problem with AI is it's garbage in, garbage out. So if you go to an AI product like ChatGPT or like DeepSeek, the answers you are going to get to basic questions is totally determined by what the AI product is taking in. And they can be biased and they can be manipulated. Beyond just the sort of products like, hey, sharing the information, these are products that are going to learn. So, if you go on Amazon Prime or Netflix and it's recommending different movies to you, it's basing that in part on artificial intelligence because it knows what you liked before, what you tend to watch, and it's basing on what these other new films are that you haven't seen, what they should see. So it's about machines learning, and that can be a very positive thing, but it's like any technology. It's like, look at the splitting of the atom. We got atomic power. We got all of these good things. We also got nuclear weapons, and that's a reflection, I think, of the human heart and the human soul. We are capable of doing great things. We're also capable of doing terrible things, and that applies to AI, I think, as it does to any other technology.
Peter, 1 minute left. Will AI displace human beings, and are we behind AI compared to China?
I think we are behind AI and compared to China simply because there are restrictions on the data that can be collected in the United States. And that is the key thing that runs these AI algorithms. The more data, the more information that they can collect on you and on other people, the more efficient and the more powerful they will run. So that is going to be a challenge because, of course, that is a surveillance state. We are not. As to the larger question, I'm not a tech guy. I am cautiously optimistic about AI, but can it be used for destructive purposes? Absolutely. And that's why I think President Trump, having a czar in there, who knows AI, who knows technology, to try to set up some ground rules is, I think, a very, very good starting point for us.
The book is called Blood Money, How the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye to China Killing Americans, by my guest, Peter Schweizer. Peter, as always, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Hey, great pleasure. Thanks, Larry.
You
take
care.
888-971-SAGE.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Elder Show now at 888-971-STAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
This is a preventable disaster. The system has been under attack due to DEI and the FAA bowing to wokeness since 2010, since the Obama administration. The lack of staffing is directly attributable to the Obama administration terminating the lists of eligible, well-trained air traffic control statements in 36 universities across the country in 2013 because they were too white. The FAA also, at the same time, implemented an immunity program. So you think you're seeing legitimate statistics, you're not. In the old days, before 2010, the immunity program, if an air traffic controller got two airplanes too close, too many times, they would be decertified and retrained. Now, they're not.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. By now, you're probably hearing a lot about Y-Refi. You may have also seen my commercials on Newsmax or Fox News. So what's going on? How is it that investors all over the country are earning a fixed rate of return of 10.25% and they don't care what happens with the stock market or the Fed? Well, let's start with the facts. It's true, there's no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back. And yes, it's true, you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. And yes, it's true that there are absolutely no fees. This is a secured, collateralized portfolio, and you'll get your monthly statement with no surprises. Just call 877-80-INVEST, that's 877-80-INVEST, or log on to investyrefi.com, that's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, and make sure to tell them that the great Eldersky sent you. This is an article from the Washington Free Beacon. Headline, A Failed Medical School, How Racial Preferences Supposedly Outlawed in California Have Persisted at UCLA. In the mid-90s, voters in California passed a proposition called 209 that outlawed the use of race as a factor in admissions to colleges and universities, in contracting, and in hiring. Despite that, schools have figured a way around it. One of those is the UCLA Medical School. They have a dean of admissions who came to the school a few years ago. All of a sudden, there are far fewer Asian students than there were before, and more black and brown students. The article talks about one student, November 2021, black applicant with grades and test scores far below the UCLA average, and members of the admissions committee thought this applicant was not the best fit. But when someone spoke up and said that, the dean of admissions, her name is Jennifer Lucero, exploded in anger. Quote, did you not know African-American women are dying at a higher rate than everybody else? And she said, the candidate scores shouldn't matter because, quote, we need people like this in the medical school, close quote. Since she took over in June 2020, based on interviews with UCLA officials, including some who went on the record, race-based admissions have turned UCLA, according to one former member of the admission staff, into a, quote, failed medical school. We want racial diversity so badly we're willing to cut corners to get it, close quote. One member of the admissions committee told the Free Beacon, quote, I have students on their rotation who don't know anything. People get in and they struggle. One UCLA faculty member said, quote, I wouldn't normally talk to a reporter, but there's no way to stop this without embarrassing the medical school, end of quote. Within 3 years of her hiring, UCLA has dropped from 6th place to 18th place in U.S. News and World Report's ranking for medical research. And in some cohorts, more than 50% of the students failed standardized tests on emergency medicine, family medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. These tests are known as shelf exams, are normally taken at the end of each clinical rotation to measure basic medical knowledge, and they play a pivotal role in residency applicants. Only 5% of students fail each test nationally, but the failure rate is much higher at UCLA, having increased tenfold in some subjects since 2020, according to internal data obtained by the Free Beacon. Quote, that uptick coincided with a steep drop in the number of Asian matriculants and tracks the subjective impression of the faculty who say the students have never been more poorly prepared. Quote, one professor said a student in the operating room could not identify a major artery when asked. then berated the professor for putting her on the spot. When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How you wake up every day? How you sleep? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or even eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. So give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Attention. If you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $20,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. Going back and forth with the IRS can be stressful and confusing. The IRS doesn't joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. Don't let other companies charge you to pull transcripts. BC Tax will discreetly obtain your IRS transcripts free of charge. So, if you're tired of the IRS letters and would like to get a fresh start, BC Tax can help. Our team of tax professionals are making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $20,000. We've helped thousands just like you. Call 800-214-3995 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. Call 800-214-3995. That's 800-214-3995. Again, 800-214-3995.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Technocrats, beware. Here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Remember living the way you want it before everyday pain changed all that? Let me tell you about Harold from Massachusetts and his Relief Factor story. Every night when Harold went to bed, he'd have terrible back spasms. He heard about Relief Factor on the radio, just like you are now. Harold tried it. In less than 2 weeks, he was enjoying pain-free nights again. You could say Harold back is back in action. My brother had a similar experience. Had difficulty going up and down the stairs in the morning. I convinced him to take Relief Factor. He called me 2 weeks later and said, this stuff is working. If you are living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Join the over 1 million people who've turned to Relief Factor, just like Harold. Call now to try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And you too can start feeling better in less than 3 weeks. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try their 3-week quick start, just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF, or ReliefFactor.com. We began the show by talking about a class action lawsuit that was filed by the Mountain States Legal Foundation by the former Nevada AG. Lawsuit alleges that the FAA turned away more than 1,000 qualified air traffic controllers, even though the applicants passed their tests before the Obama-era FAA threw out the test results and threw out the applicants with it. So when Donald Trump is talking about the FAA having lowered standard, this lawsuit has maintained this has been going on for a number of years. Now, before I get back to the phones, one more thing about this article about UCLA and their lowering standards. It's about a dean of admission named Jennifer Lucero. And speaking on the condition of anonymity, 6 people who work with her described a pattern of racially charged incidents. She lashed out at officials who questioned the qualifications of the minority candidates, suggesting that those who questioned it were privileged implied that they were racist. After a Native American applicant was rejected, Lucero chewed out the committee and made members sit through a 2-hour lecture on Native history delivered by her own sister, according to 3 people familiar with the incident. Are you kidding me? At a meeting in February 2022, according to 2 people present, she demanded that a highly qualified white male be knocked down several spots because, as she put it, we have too many of his kind, close quote, already. As the demographics of UCLA have changed, the number of students failing their shelf exams has soared. Professors at the medical school say they are connected. Between 2020, the year Lucero first assumed her post, and 2023, when the first classes she admitted were taking their shelf exams, the failure rate rose dramatically across all subjects, in some cases increasing tenfold relative to the 2020 baseline. One professor said, and I'm quoting, UCLA still produces some very good graduates, but a third to half of the medical school is incredibly unqualified. End of quote. Is this not scary? Bill is in Riverside. Bill, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for taking the call, Larry. I'll make this quick as I can. I was in federal law enforcement in southern Florida some years ago, and my brother-in-law and sister lived in Herndon, right outside the district. He spent 43 years with Federal Aviation Agency. And every time I would fly up to visit, he would say, do not fly into Reagan. And I'm surprised none of the pilots or air traffic controllers have brought the fact up that Reagan is on one of the most dangerous airport lists because the pilots have to follow the Potomac River into the airport and actually dodge buildings when they're coming in. And I could not believe that no one has brought up the fact that it's very easy to research and find out that Reagan is considered to be one of the most dangerous airports in aviation.
Well, Bill, we talked about that yesterday. A number of people have complained about Reagan and have said exactly what you said, that it is extremely dangerous compared to other airports. Now, Joy Reid, the resident I hate Donald Trump's guts person over on MSNBC Hee Haw, says that, hey, anybody that questions qualifications of people and assuming that they're DEI hires, well, essentially, they're basically racist. Number 32.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to give J.D. Vance the last word. He said, when you don't have the best standards in who you're hiring, it means, on the one hand, you're not getting the best people in government, but on the other hand, it puts stresses on the people who are already there. I think he doesn't understand how much that applies to his own administration, fellow members of his administration, Congresswoman Sharice Davis. That's me saying that, not you both. Congresswoman Sharice Davis and Amy McGrath.
What did she just say? J.D. Vance is a DEI hire? What did she just say? And she's blaming what happened at Reagan on Donald Trump, number 33.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Trump can blame anyone and everything that he wants, right? But the reality is this horror happened on his watch and with his policies and his people in place. In fact, on his second day in office, President Trump issued an executive order that called for an immediate end to DEI programs at the Federal Aviation Administration. And he did that despite the fact that the FAA has had a shortage of air traffic controllers for years. But as a result of Trump's day one hiring freeze, no federal civilian position could be filled. Also, there was no one in charge of the Federal Aviation Administration at the time of the crash.
My goodness. The reason for the shortage, based on that lawsuit, is qualified applicants are being turned away because they're the wrong race. Don is in Binghamton, New York. Don, you're in the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Good evening, Larry. Great show.
Thank you.
Seems we're concentrating way too much on air traffic control. I say the fault was with a copter pilot. I think he was on a sightseeing trip, not a training mission. Who would plan a training mission over the most populated area of the whole United States in the flight patterns of the busiest airport in the United States? And it could have been exponentially worse had the wreckage landed in an apartment building instead of landing in the river.
Great point. Appreciate the call. It's being investigated. Why was there a training mission done at that time, at that airport? All of that will be subject of the investigation. Now, this lawsuit that I mentioned, filed last year, says that the applicants that were turned away were part of the Collegiate Training Initiative. Started in 1997.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. Pure Talk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say spend less. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. With Pure Talk.
How would you define your relationship with sleep? Are there challenges, trouble falling asleep or staying asleep? Here's the thing about sleep. It's the foundation of whole body health. Good sleep is both mental and physical, and our daily performance depends on it. So how do you get to your dream state? Three words. Beams Dream Powder, a science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep. This product will single-handedly change the way you sleep for the better. Text Beam to 717-767. That's BEAM to 717-767 for up to 40% off. Other sleep aids can cause next-day grogginess, but Dream is an all-natural blend of ingredients like magnesium and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. And for a limited time, you can get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Text Beam to 717-767 for up to 40% off. That's BEAM to 717-767.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
SAGE 888-971-7243. With President Donald Trump now back in the White House, we're all excited about the big changes ahead, which will make America great again. But even with the defeat of their supporters last November, Big Pharma is still threatening to derail the Trump agenda, oppose RFK Jr.'s upcoming reforms, and they want to block competition and keep drug prices too high. Big Pharma sets the price of drugs, and already this year they raised the price of more than 575 of them. Their anti-competitive practices block competition so they can keep prices high, and they spend billions of dollars on ads pushing their high-priced brand-name drugs on working Americans. But Big Pharma wants even more. Now they're urging Congress to undermine the incentives in the private health care market that help American employers and families secure savings on prescription drugs. Conservatives for Lower Health Care Costs warns that Big Pharma is no friend to the Trump agenda or the pocketbooks of the American people. They oppose solutions to lower drug prices in President Trump's first term and are after a huge money grab at the expense of everyone else now by seeking more government intervention in the private market in his second term. So go to PharmaWindfall.com to learn more about how conservatives can stop Big Pharma, prevent higher health care costs, and protect pay for performance in our private health care market. Congress can stop Big Pharma, and you can help. Go to PharmaWindfall.com today. That's PharmaWindfall.com. Today. David is in Houston, Texas. David, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah, Larry. Hey, I'd like to talk about the interview Adam Schiff had with Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll notice, about a little over 6 minutes in, he, if you remember a while back, they accused some guys of flashing OK signs, said they were white supremacists.
Yeah, the Anti-Defamation League. Yeah, the Anti-Defamation League has said that the OK sign is anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, if you look at Adam Schiff, about a little over 6 minutes into that interview, he's got both hands up doing the same sign. So is he not a white supremacist?
Yeah, he's a closet racist. Not out of the closet. Thanks for the call. Joe is in Orange County. Joe, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, Larry. I have 19 years and 11 months on a joint fixed-wing, rotary-wing airbase. And picks are over 1,000, and they have that, like, buffer zone between them, and they only enter it when, you know, landing or taking off. So why was the rotary wing at 1,100 feet where they accidentally instructed because the traffic controller got confused as to whether he was talking to a fixed or rotary wing? And where they have an engine trouble, and that's why they have to go up, because you lose control. You don't want to be that close to the ground.
Well, we can barely hear you, but I understand what you're saying is that there was some issues with the air traffic controllers and why certain things were done or not done. Sorry we couldn't make out what you were saying. Well, we come back. Randall, Richard, Robert, Dan, and Bill all want to weigh in. Do not leave town. I'm Larry Elder.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.